Hello and welcome into Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons play the fifth game in a six-game series. Adam, you remember what happened yesterday?
Yes, I do.
Vaguely?
I think that will stick with me for a while.
The Dragons beat the Lugnuts 19-4, and that was the latest in what has become a Dragons offensive explosion all week long in Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, they've taken three of the first four games. They have a chance now, tonight or tomorrow, to win their first series of 2025. And you have to start with their offense. They have continually put pressure on Lansing's pitchers. And it really hasn't mattered who it is. Corey Avant has started to become the most consistent starting pitcher for Lansing. And they got all over him last night. Now, he wasn't as sharp, but if you're not as sharp, this Dayton offense will make you pay. They did last night.
Yes, they did. There were home runs yesterday from Leo Balcazar, from Victor Acosta. Acosta knocked in six. It was a marvelous evening to be at the ball field for the Dragons. And so you know they could not wait to come right back out here today. And their starting pitcher today is a left-hander in Nick Sando, who, if you look at his numbers in seven appearances, one start, 9 2/3 innings, 15 hits, 14 walks, 17 runs that he has allowed. He's looking to turn around his season the same way that his teammates have turned around their seasons this week.
Yeah, and you know what? Lansing, I'm sure, offensively feels a lot of pressure because the only win that they've gotten in this series, they scored six runs in the first inning and they had to hold on. So Sando's an important piece tonight. Can he slow this Lansing offense, or can they get free? Because it really has been a battle of which offense scores more runs, and so far it's been Dayton in three of the four games to do that.
It won't be too long. It'll be the top of the first inning. We'll be looking at the Lansing starting pitcher and saying, can you blank Dayton right here? And the Lansing starting pitcher today, it's an interesting thing. It's the right-hander Jake Garland, who has been terrific on the road. And over the course of the Lugnuts' last road trip, he beat the Quad Cities River Bandits twice. But here at home has been a different story.
Yeah, that ERA is up over 7 here at home. At anywhere else, it's around 2 or 3. But, you know, he's starting to put in some consistent performances. That includes his last home performance against West Michigan, where he ended up going 6 innings and only gave up 3 runs to an offense that is loaded in West Michigan. So that's going to be the key for him today. Can he keep up his consistency and see if he can stretch it, go 5, maybe 6 innings against Dayton?
It is the fifth game, not only of this series, but also the fifth game for the acting manager, Cooper Goldby, has won so far. And I had the chance to catch up with Cooper and talk with the Lansing acting hitting coach, and, or I should say assistant hitting coach, and this week acting manager, while Darryl Kennedy is away on his prearranged break a little bit earlier.
I want you to imagine for a moment, you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Steven Echeverria with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
Apologies here. Technical difficulties from Jackson Field with our interview with Cooper Goldby. So let's keep it right here. And instead, let's give you the starting lineups. Adam Jackson, why don't you take us through those starting nines?
I got you, Jesse Goldberg-Strass. So let's take a peek. Let's start with the Dayton Dragons. They are the one that have won three of the last four games in this series. So tonight they come in 4-3, 25-47 overall. Victor Acosta leads off at third base. Carlos Jorge bats second in center field. At shortstop, hitting third, Leo Balcazar. Anthony Stefan cleaning up in left field. Yerlin Confidans in right field, swinging fifth. Peyton Stovall bats sixth at first base. Jack Moss hits seventh as the DH. Connor Burns swinging eighth and catching. Johnny Ascanio rounds out the order at second. Acosta, Jorge Balcazar, Stefan, Confidan, Stovall, Moss, Burns, Ascanio. And they support the righty that actually is a lefty, Nick Sando, the 24-year-old. What do you think, Jesse? Who are you looking for in a Dayton offense that has been tremendous this week?
I mean, there are a lot of different options to choose from based on how they've swung the bat. Leo Balcazar's bat got lively yesterday with a single, a double, a home run. We've seen how good Yerlin Confidan has been over the course of the series. But I look to Victor Acosta in the very top spot because usually it's the leadoff hitter who sets the table. And yesterday it was Acosta who was the run provider. Two-run single in the second inning helped to break things wide open. And then the two-run homer in the sixth inning turned the game officially into a rout. You have to control Acosta to give yourself that good chance of starting to quiet this roaring Dragons offense.
It's a great point because Jorge, Balcazar, Stefan, and Confidan, the next four hitters, all have seven or more hits in this series. Just ridiculous.
It's been balanced, and I think that's collective confidence. That's a group that believes that over the course of their time here, they are going to hit Lugnuts pitching. And they have shown that. So, who's the person wearing the Marvel superhero-inspired Luggy uniform today who is going to step forward and be the hero against this Dayton offense?
I'm glad you said that because you said balance, and I was thinking, no, Jesse, that's Star Wars, that's the Force. Tonight, it's Marvel night. Anyway, let's go to the Lansing Lugnuts as they assemble here for game 5 of 6 against the Dayton Dragons. They're 2-5 in the second half, 38-35 as they are creeping closer and closer, unfortunately, to being around 500 with the losses they've suffered here this week. Joshua Corona-Grauer leads off at shortstop. TJ Schofield-Sand bats second at first base. Tommy White hitting third at third. Jared Dickey slots into the cleanup spot in right field. In left field batting fifth, Nate Nankill. Roddy Green Jr. DHing, hitting sixth. Ryan Lasko back tonight, batting seventh in center field. Davis Diaz also back, catching and hitting eighth. And Casey Yamauchi rounds out the order at second. Corona Grauer, Schofield, Sam, White. Dickey, Nankill, Green. Lasko, Diaz, Yama. And they support the righty, Jake Garland, a man that comes from Miami, trying to put together another good start to see if he can quiet this Dayton attack. What do you think in terms of hitters tonight for the Nuts?
I can tell you, Dayton considers to be public enemy number one. It's Joshua Corona-Grauer. It's hitter number one of the order, who's hitting .390 against Dayton over the course of the season series. And in this series, he's 8-for-14, a .571 batting average. He has been tremendous. He had four hits on Wednesday, and he also got hit by a pitch. And then each of the last 2 days, he's had two hits with a single and an extra base hit. Yesterday, an RBI triple.
So you're saying this week, Joshua Krotegrauer is inevitable.
I'm saying he's believed that it's clobbering time.
Okay, well, Lugnuts are hoping that they get that taken care of with more clobbering tonight because, again, the only game that they've won this week, they scored 6 runs in the first inning, and every other game that they lost, they've given up top of the first inning runs. So, Jesse, can we just drop it down just to this? The start of this game seems really important. Can Jake Garland come out and just put up a first inning zero and get them off to a good start? Because the consistent thing that we've seen in this series, Dayton slogging it out with long offensive innings pretty much throughout the entire games all week. If Jake Garland can come out and get that first inning start and maybe get a 1-2-3 or allow one and get the rest of them out, I think that could set the tone tonight for Lansing to maybe have a bounce back evening.
You're focusing on the start. I'm going to focus on the end because Lansing's relievers have had the same troubles as the starters. And so let's say Garland goes 5, 6, 7 innings. And we've seen that he has had the ability to get deep into games, pitching to contact, getting grounders, keeping the batters off balance. Well, the relief pitchers have had equal difficulties in silencing Dayton. So at the end of the game, if this game is a close game, will they receive relief?
We'll get our answers in the end game.
Yes, we will.
Well, the managers are meeting right there at home plate. It is Vince Harrison Jr. It is Cooper Goldie, the acting manager this week. The Lugnuts are in those Marvel-themed unis tonight with the Thor hammer as the luggy right in the middle of their chest and the supercharged electricity running around the front and back and the top and bottom of the uni that is black and red and the numbers in white and light blue. And we will see if that helps them and charges them up tonight to get their second win against the road greens of Dayton. Jesse, what in your mind does Jake Garland need to do to be successful tonight against this offense? Like, how do you quiet this Dayton attack that has been completely different from the one we saw at the beginning of June down there at Day Era Ballpark?
I expect Dayton to be aggressive. Yesterday, Corey Avent got himself into trouble walking batters who don't like to get walked. And there were 4-pitch walks. There were pitches that weren't so close. I expect Dayton to be swinging from the jump. They're going to be attacking the first couple of pitches. So the question is, can he stay away from the barrel? How good will his curveball work? And if the curveball is keeping them off balance and the sinker's causing Dayton to hit the ball out of the ground, then that's what I want to see. The second pitch of the at-bat, is he staying away from the barrel? And are we seeing exit velocities that aren't getting into the triple digits?
Yeah, I think it's really important to see if can he control it? Can he control the zone? Can he mix with his pitches? You know, that you said it. I mean, Corey Avant just could not find the zone consistently last night, which was so out of the norm from what we had seen from him of late.
And neither did Gerson Sanchez, who was the second pitcher to work, the first reliever out of the pen. Sanchez wasn't very close either. And so you had Dayton Dragons understanding that they were going to get hittable pitches or they were going to take first base.
And it seems to be a combo of thing that's happened to that, right? The fact that Dayton's offense is good and they're taking the opportunities, they're swinging with confidence coming in from that great performance they had on Sunday. And the other end of that is the Lugnuts pitching staff is reeling right now. Their confidence is not at its peak because they have been struggling. So you combine those two, you get what we have had this week, which is a lot of hits and a lot of runs for the visitors.
I think because Dayton has made itself so comfortable here at Jackson Field, if Lansing wants to turn around the trajectory of this series, you're going to need a star performance from someone. That might be Garland. That might be one of the position players too, because we have seen these defenders are capable of excellence. We have also seen great power from members of the Lansing order. So, who is going to be one of those defenders?
This also feels like an opportunity for a night where sometimes in the theme of baseball where you see like this week, the offense is dominating, that we're due for just one of those rando, low-scoring, good pitching games, and then we'll be back to 15-14 tomorrow.
Baseball gods, fickle.
That's right, and that's what makes it great. And here come the men in the Marvel-themed unis, the Lansing Lugnuts tonight, taking the diamond out in the sun on an 80-degree evening, expecting it to drop to mid-70s, low-70s as our night goes on. It is a great crowd once again on this Saturday, June 28th, 2025. And as the two teams line up, the first and third base lines, Dayton on the third base side, Lansing the first base side, it is about that time for us to send it down to the field as Angel Daniels, the youngster, she is going to sing tonight's national anthem. So she is all lined up down there with her baseball jersey on. She's got her microphone, and let's send it to her. Something right now, you will not hear a louder national anthem applause than what you just heard right there. Angel Daniels, the youngster, belting it out. Well done down there. And let's play some ball. Okay, Lansing Lugnuts coming in 2-5, 38-35 in the second or overall. And this tonight, their 74th game, their 41st at home. Well, the Dayton Dragons 4-3 in the second half. And 25-47. Let's play some ball tonight in the sun on this Saturday, June 28, 2025, with a call since 2009. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Jake Garland last faced the Dayton Dragons back in May. And in that start for on June the 5th. And on June the 5th in Dayton, five scoreless innings, four hits, one walk, two strikeouts. Garland was money. The Lansing Lugnuts, though, lost that game in a walk-off. Dragons won it 3-2. How'll today go? Garland on the hill. His catchers, Davis Diaz, Schofield Sam at first, Yamauchi at second. Grota Grauer at short, White at third. Nankel in left, Lasko in center, Dickey in right. Our home plate umpire, Austin Maychek. Our bases umpire, Glenn Meyerhofer. Down to the field, our play ball kid. All right. The Dayton Dragons lead off with Victor Acosta, Carlos Jorge, Leo Balcazar will follow. And the Dragons are back in their green uniforms here today. The white stripes underneath each arm. Road gray pants. Victor Acosta, switch hitter, bats from the left side at 7:05 p.m. Garland rocks, fires, and starts him off with a called strike. Underway right on time. Jake Arland loves to push the pace. Holds it a little longer here. Holds. Deals. Now the way left side, strike two. Victor Coast is hitting 226 this year with one homer and 23 RBIs. And that home run came yesterday. 0-2. Inside from Jake. Acosta hit it right over the 23-foot tall right field wall to the right of the Wrigley Ivy. And right now the wind is blowing out to right field. 1-2. A little low. Sinking fastball at 92 miles an hour. Two balls and two strikes. Acosta out of El Limon, Dominican Republic. The break even. A ground ball right of the mound. Yamauchi to his right. Backhand sliding stop. And over the first. One away. That has to be one of Casey Yamauchi's favorite moves.
Pretty. Just so efficient. You're exactly right. Quick. To his right. And he makes it look simple. Pops right up. Throws it over. Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy Carlos Jorge. Batting left. First pitch. Low for a ball. Third baseman Tommy White is way off his line. And he's in on the grass in case of a bunt. Outfield deep. The pitch. Ground ball pulled foul right side. Off the dugout railing. Right back onto the Jackson Field logo. Carlos Jorge's batting average 226. But eight doubles, two triples, four homers. Pitch on its way. Down and away with the off-speed. The Garland changeup. Up on the big video board, each player's image for Dayton has been replaced by a famous supervillain. The 2-1. High fly, deep right. Back it goes. At the wall. It's gone. In front of the Wrigley Ivy out of the berm. Dayton takes a 1-0 lead on Jorge's fifth home run of the season.
Okay, we can go home. If the status stays the same, when Dayton scores in the top of the first, they have won this week. So,
on this Marvel Superheroes Day, I'm prepared for twists and turns. By the way, Jorge was Dr. Doom. Leo Balcazar as Loki chops foul up the left side. I'm just saying, Adam, this game might follow a different script. Well, seventh home run allowed this year by Garland. The pitch. That's fouled away to the right. Strike two.
One of the biggest things with Lansing, hoping that it is a different script tonight, limiting them to just the one run because they have blown it up for crooked number half innings all series long.
Garland lets it fly. Fouled in the air down the right side. Dropping out of the clear blue sky. Out of the bleachers. I do not see a cloud above Jackson Field. There's streaks of clouds over to the west, over to the left.
Would you call it Mr. Blue Sky?
Yes, I would. 0-2. Up high. Now that I think about it. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curve. A ground out. A home run, a strikeout.
I believe in the pregame you said the curveball was going to be big, Jesse. So far, so good.
Anthony Stefan is the cleanup hitter batting left. The pitch, now back into the screen. Something for us, though, to keep an eye on, Adam, is Jake Garland against righties and against lefties. He just struck out the right-handed swinging Leo Balcazar. And he's been great against right-handers. Stefan lines this pitch into left center. A base hit. Center fielder Lasco plays it in. Two out single. Stefan starts up a run of four straight left-handed batters. And lefties this year, like Carlos Jorge, who just homered, come in hitting .358 against Garland.
Well, and so far, all the guys that have batted from the left side have put it in play, and outside of a great play by Casey Yamauchi. The other two, as you mentioned, now have reached.
Yerlin Confidant swings and fouls it back below us. Strike one. Stefan is a threat to run. 1-0 Dayton. The pitch. Ground ball rolled over. Yamauchi, the second baseman, tosses to first. Side retired. Two hits. One run on the Jorge homer. Stefan stranded. Guard at the bottom of the first inning. Dayton leads Lansing 1. Lugnuts coming up against Nick Sando.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here.
And I'm the innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. So I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Corey Aving with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
Carlos Jorge Big Fly has given Dayton a 1-0 lead to the bottom of the first inning. Kuroda Grauer, Schofield Sam, White coming up against southpaw Nick Sando. Making his second start of the year for Dayton. His eighth overall appearance. Sando has had a rough go of things. ERA? Well, 15-8-3, 17 runs in 9 2/3 innings. Deals to Joshua Kuroda Grauer. Starts him off with a called strike at 92, bottom of the zone. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com, the email. Here's the 0-1. After twisting out to right field for Yerlian Confidant, down the line, puts it away. One away. And now TJ Schofield-Sam. Nick Sando was signed as an undrafted free agent out of Santa Clara 2 years ago. Lefty to lefty, 1-0 Dayton. Sando deals. Ball one low and away. Sando just returned to the Dayton Dragons. Made a start against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps on June 22nd. Gave up 4 runs in 1 2/3 innings. The pitch, fouled into out of the mid of the catcher Burns. Ball at a strike on Schofield Sam. Sando had opened up the year in the Dayton pen. And then was assigned to Daytona. Date to Daytona, back to Dayton. The 1-1. Fouled back. And he's taking on the man who leads the Midwest League. Batting average with a .339 clip. One out with the bases cleared. Count in the pitcher's favor. The 1-2. Broke it in for a called strike 3. Schofield Sam down watching. 2 away. Tommy White steps in. 1-0 the Lugnuts trail. Left due to righty. White fouls it back. Couldn't get on top of the fastball. Above the zone. 93 from Sando. White yesterday was 1-for-3 with a double and a sack fly. The pitch. Inside corner, strike 2 called. But the Dayton defense, Burns is catching and he's in rhythm right now with Sando. Time granted to White. Stovall at first, Ascanio at second. Balcazar at short, Acosta at third. Stefan in left, Confidant in right, and in between, Jorge in center. Sando's pitch. A ground ball to the shortstop, Balcazar. This is routine. Over to first. Side up, side down. Let's go to the second inning. Dayton leads 1-0.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, three-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, "We're going to the ER immediately." And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos. They started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Aloha, this is Hunter Bro. Now let's get back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Inning has been played. Dayton has the lead. Dragons 1, Lugnuts nothing. Carlos Jorge homered in the first off of Jake Garland. The second inning will see the Dragons 6, 7, and 8 batters. Stovall, Moss, and Burns against the righty from the University of Miami. Dealing a bouncing ball by Peyton Stovall right back to Garland. Underhanded over. One pitch, one out. Here's Jack Moss. That's what I'm anticipating seeing a lot of, Adam, is early swings and plate appearances by these Dragons.
Yeah, and we talked about it. There's a feeling this thing might move a little quick tonight because we've had so many offensive games this week.
The pitch to Moss. He lays down a bunt left of the mound. Garland over, yields, and the third baseman, White, can't make a play of things. Nothing that can be done. Moss runs too well. Bunt single for Moss, and two pitches into this second inning. We've got one on and one out for Connor Burns.
Well, this is where Lansing feels like, I'm sure, double play balls are going to happen tonight. Double play balls are going to be an opportunity for them with Garland getting so many ground balls.
And Burns has grounded into five double plays this year. First pitch, he takes ball one high and tight. He's hitting 195 overall. This is his 50th game of the season. Eight doubles, eight home runs for Burns. He has power. 1-0 Dayton. The pitch. There's a called strike from Garland at the top of the zone. Burns out of Chino, California. Garland from Jupiter, Florida. The 1-1. Ground ball yanked down into then out of the Dayton dugout and right back toward Jake. Bat boy hustles over to clear it away. Now right back off the field. Home plate umpire Maycheck makes sure everybody knows one ball and two strikes on Burns. Had the day off yesterday while his teammates were putting up 19 runs on 19 hits. Low stance. That front foot is close to home plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss. What do you say to a strikeout instead?
I say that's pretty good. That'll do.
Two outs for Johnny Ascanio.
He's going to do it the little bit harder way, but hey, strikeout never looks bad on your pitching line.
No, sir. Switch hitting Ascanio bats left. At first, Moss two outs. He takes a called strike. Dayton 1, Lansing nothing in the second inning. Garland looks for a scoreless frame. Third baseman White in. A bouncing ball to second baseman Yamauchi. Crosses to first. Retires the side. Put up a zero in the top of the second for Dayton. A single, a man left. Out of the home half. Dragons up on top, 1-0.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Jake Christensen, and you're listening to Lugnuts Baseball. Let's get back to the broadcast.
The bottom of the second inning, Jesse Goberg, Strasler, and Adam Jaxa. Lansing down to date, 1-0. 4, 5, 6 batters. Dickey, Nankill, Green. Lefty, righty, lefty. Against the Dayton Southpaw. Let's begin with Jared Dickey. Left on left. A Juliet, Tennessee native, waits. Zando throws. Starts things off with a called strike. Jared Dickey overall for this year, a .264 hitter, 12 doubles, 2 triples, and 2 homers, both against Dayton this season. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. High cheddar. Nick Sando in the first inning. Cool customer. Fly out, strike out, ground out against Kuroda, Grauer, Schofield, Sam, and White. 3 difficult outs, and he cruised. There's his 0-2. Dickey got under it out in the right field. Confidant comes in. Second baseman Ascanio out. Confidant wants it and makes the catch. Galloping with those long strides. And he reached down in the end to haul it in. That was probably going to be an easier play for Ascanio. It's still out number one.
The route was particular, too. It was very circular-oriented and instead of just a straight line. So that was an adventure all the way till the end there.
There's not that much wind to affect it. Here's Nate Nankill. Strike called outside corner. It was Confidant who had the troubles in right field on the inside the park home run for Casey Amucci earlier in the series. 1-0 Dragons. The pitch. Nankill hits it hard but foul. Out in front. Cooper Goldby coaching at third base. The lob softly right off into the second row. Past the Dayton visiting dugout. Nate Nankill's been pretty darn good recently. Batting average .318. Hottest hitter on the team this month. The pitch. Too tight. 1-2. And Nate Nankill in the month. But just checking this 12-game hitting streak. He's hitting .479. Ridiculous. The 1-2. Driven foul down the right side. And so because of that, Adam, this is now crossed over a couple of series. How good was he at the Quad Cities?
Exceptional. And they've been waiting for this. Waiting for this to come back around after what we saw in April.
Dando's 1-2. And again, it's fouled away.
What's been a struggle for them, Jesse, is just trying to get all of the guys to be in rhythm again. Like, you're waiting for Tommy White, for Rodney Green Jr. to start taking off again to join guys like Nate Nankill.
There's the pitch. Just missed. A little bit low. I can imagine for the coaching staff. for the hitting coaches, Ruben Escalera, Cooper Goldby, like you're trying to conduct an orchestra. The violins are not playing at the same time as the flutes. 2-2. Ball three inside.
I see. You just got to clean your instrument. That's all.
That's all. Well, he's first violin right now. Three-two pitch. Biffed it shallow right. In comes Confidant. It falls for another Nankill base hit. And Confidant brings it back into the infield himself. The hitting streak is 13 games, and they are all falling for Nate Nankill. One out single here on the home second.
It's always just got to be like that, doesn't it? When you're going well, just put the thing in play, and it's going to find the grass. And that couldn't have been any more perfectly plunked down in between the three green jerseys down the right field side.
The green jersey on the mound, Nick Sando's going, I got out in front. He worked me full. It drops in the Texas Leaguer. Rodney Green Jr., first pitch. Sando misses high, ball one. Here's our first obstacle of the day for the Southpaw. Green has seven homers this year, hitting 167. One on, one out, down 1-0. The pitch from Sando. Again, missing upstairs with a breaking ball. Green is having a better series against Dayton. Against Quad Cities, he did homer, but he was 2-for-19. Against the Dragons, 5-for-18, double, triple. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. He expanded. And that fastball was the pitch he was looking for, but I don't think it was the location that he needed. That ball was above the zone, and it was going to be ball three.
Nice.
That is in the hitter's favor. Sando holds, deals. Strike two called. Outside corner with the fastball. Rodney Green Jr., by the way, his image on the video board.
Rodney Green Jr. forever.
Yeah. Two pitch. Broke outside. Three balls and two strikes on Green. Someone's having some troubles on Larch Street. Nankill at first, 5-for-6 in steals, in case he gets an inkling. Does he run on the payoff? He does not. And Green takes a called strike, three on the outside corner. Two outs, second strikeout for Sando. All right, how about Ryan Lasko? Nankill at first, two away. Lugnuts trail 1-0 in the second inning, lefty to righty. Sando to Lasko. A tie, it's ball one. And I'm not going to do, Adam, what you're expecting me to do.
What am I expecting you to do?
You're expecting me to say something else that ended with an O. 1-0. It's fouled away to the right side. One ball, one strike. I really should have said Sando to Lasko, the 1-0. That's okay. The game is young.
Foul ball. Oh, no.
Lasko did not see action yesterday. Got the day off. Tons of power, tons of speed. Santa Clara Bronco to the Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Fouled back out of the screen. Lasko so far in this series has reached base seven times. Three hits, all singles. Plus four walks. He has knocked in four. He has scored three. He's been productive. Black Sox up high. That's how they always are for Lasko. 1-2. That's too far inside. The count balanced. The first inning was a breeze for Sando. Not so here. And also, I don't think that there's a breeze in the ballpark right now. It's hot. Summer day in late June. Thought of first. Anenko walks back in, maybe one step or so. Ryan Lasko up there on the big video board is Star-Lord. With two outs, Nankill will run on contact. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball foul up the left side. Great bare hand grab, Cooper Goldby. Over the net to the folks for a souvenir. Carlos Jorge for a home run in the top of the first inning. Only run of the game so far. But it's been a series that has seen plenty of offense from both clubs. Hansing looking to strike back. Sandoz 2-2. Down low and in. Could not get him to offer at the changeup. And now Nankill will be running. Will the first baseman Stovall still hold him on? Yes, for the moment. And he does hold on Nankill. 3-2 action pitch. There goes Nate. Lasko takes ball four. And Lansing has two runners on. First walk issued by Sando. The second inning continues. Betcha coach Willie Blair makes his measured walk out to the mound. Fifth walk drawn by Lasko this week from Dayton pitching. Davis Diaz is coming up with Lasko at first and Nankill at second base. Davis Diaz out of Pittsburgh, California against Sando. Sando originally from Carlsbad, California, now hailing from Rockwall, Texas. Pittsburgh, by the way, in the San Francisco Bay Area, East Bay region. Diaz attended Vanderbilt. Lugnuts down by a run. Last of the second, two on, two gone. Lefty to righty. That's called strike. Started him off with a breaking ball. For Davis in the series, 2-for-12, couple of singles. He's knocked in a run, he scored a run. He's hitting 200 overall. This is his 20th game in high A. Sando's pitch. All the way to the right. Nick Sando is out in front, nothing and two. And the ball off the roof, bouncing down to the seats. And the crowd was feeling that ball the entire way down. Top of the roof and rolling down. And Aikido hustles over for the souvenir. All the while, Diaz receives the 0-2. Did not chase it high. Elevated fastball for ball one from Sando. Pitch count elevating two. Up to 36 after the effortless first inning. Number nine hitter in the lineup, Yamauchi on deck. Dayton up by a run. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2. On its way. Fouled off at home plate. He got a piece. Sando has his sign from Connor Burns. Tries again with the 1-2. First the look at Nankill, then the pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner. Backdoor breaking ball freezes Diaz and ends the second inning. Three strikeouts for Sando in the game, two in the second to help him work out of the jam after the single and the walk. Let's go to the third. Adam Jackson will have the call. Dayton 1, Lansing nothing.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. As the father of two boys who are almost Ryan's age now, I'm more determined than ever to end the AIDS epidemic for good. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. We've saved over 5 million lives. That's over 5 million sons and daughters, parents and spouses, friends and loved ones. Please join me and together we can finally achieve the AIDS-free world that Ryan envisioned. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. And to see the very latest we've accomplished through the Rocket Fund to End AIDS, follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
This is Gage Jump. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the game.
Hello there. Let's jump our way to the top of the third here on this Saturday night, June 28, 2025. 1-0 Dragons lead. Adam Jackson, Jess Goldberg, Strassler with you. Back to the top of the order. Victor Acosta leads off against Jake Garland. Righty lefty. That's the switch hitting lefty, Victor Acosta. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. That dropped right off there from Garland. Strike one. Well, he gave up the home run to Carlos Jorge, who waits on deck, but other than that, Jake's done a really nice job so far. 0-1 pitch. That's down low. One ball, one strike. Fastball, sinker, cutter, knuckle curve, and a splitter for the 6'5", 260-pound, 24-year-old, the righty, Jake Garland. 1-1. That's outside, 2-1. You see, Jesse, I could be one of those ring announcers introducing the fighter. I got it. The pitch. This is sizzled out towards shallow center, and it dunks in for a base hit. It was moving, but it wasn't hit extremely hard, but it was enough where Casey Yamauchi, to his right, could not get there in time. So third base hit allowed. First one that feels like it's not a true outcome, a bunt or a home run, just a single on a hit, a swinging hit. A throw back to first, and Acosta is in safely. So Dragons now, they've got four hits. They'll make that the second one. Stefan had one in that first inning. Pitch, that comes in. Throw back to first, and the tag is late. If that ball isn't hopped in there by Diaz, there's a chance that they get Acosta leaning away from first base. Jorge was showing to bunt in that first pitch that came way in. Ankle guard on that front right foot. Bright red as it comes up the right leg. The pitch. Squares to bunt again. Way inside again. This time a breaking ball. It's two balls, no strikes.
That time Acosta was ready at first just in case he needed to dart back in or make a break for second. Diaz is watching him.
Two oh. That's up high. Three balls, no strikes. Well, Jorge's showing to bunt, and Diaz or Acosta being over at first base. Seems like it's got Garland a little rattled here. Trying to get back in the count. Pitch home. He shoots it in there. Strike one. A fastball top of the zone at 91 miles an hour. Beautiful night for baseball. 80 degrees at first pitch. The sun is out, and a big crowd at Jackson Field for Marvel's Superhero Night. We got time here because the umpires are asking Leo Balcazar to step closer towards the on-deck circle. He was out at about five steps east of the batting circle there, the on-deck circle. 3-1. Sent out to center field, up in the air, though. Lasko comes in a step, stops, lunges up, makes the catch. One down. Did I get my directions right there? Due east? It's due east.
I think he was moved westerly.
Yes. Now, they didn't make him move all the way west to be on the red on-deck circle, just in front of it. And now here he is, on the right side of the batter's box, where he traveled east to get there. Pitch home. And the right-hander takes it outside, ball one.
I have seen on-deck hitters drag the on-deck circle exactly where they want it to be. And that there, that was Jake Garland telling Balcazar, no, you're too close. And then Jake gave him a thumbs up when Leo moved where Jake wanted him to go.
Throw back to first. And no tag applied there. Oh, I didn't even notice that it was Jake Garland that asked for him to be in a different spot.
It was Garland who signaled, but he signaled in a very respectful manner just to be like, just a little bit. Okay, you're good now.
And it worked out. Jake got the out after being behind 3-0. Pitch launched up in the air, second base. Yamauchi coming in to his left. Couple more steps, reaches up with two hands, two outs. You know, Casey has told us that those are the toughest ones to catch, the ones that are just straight up in the air and you have to wait because they're dancing around and there's chances that they can move on you and do something different as opposed to, you know, what you would think would be tough, running straight out and just having to get there in time to make the grab. Here's Anthony Stefan. Pitch. That's inside. Ball one. 1-0 Dragons here in the top of the third. They are in those green uniforms tonight. The Dragons in white across their chest. Bold lettering. Gray pants. 1-0 pitch. Kick back off the netting. The Lugnuts going with the supercharged Marvel-themed unis tonight, which we've seen before. With the Hammer of Thor converted into the Luggy look in the front. Pitch. It's fouled back.
Mjolnir. And also, the Luggy expression. Very different from Luggy's usual expression.
Yeah, he's intense.
As intense as Tommy White.
And he's supercharged. Feeling electric. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That pitch had electricity to it. A fastball up. A third strikeout for Jake Garland. And let's head our way to the bottom of the third. Dave gets the base hit. They leave Acosta stranded. Still up 1-0.
Miss Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow. Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
Hi, I'm Dave Burba. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Let's head back to the game.
On Marvel Heroes Super Night, the Lugnuts hoping they can find a way to, well, strike through here and get a run. They trail 1-0. Casey Yamauchi, Joshua Kuroda-Grauer, and TJ Schofield-Sam coming up for this third inning against Nick Sando. Lefty-righty matchup under the sun on this Saturday night. The pitch. That's flying back. Foul. That's S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Knight. Fifth of six games this week at Jackson Field. Number five, Casey Yamauchi on the right side of the box. 0-1 pitch. Inside, twists his hips out of the way. 1-1. He looks like he should be on the dance floor after that move. That was pretty nifty. That must come from Mom. 1-1 pitch. Hooked foul, third base side. 1-2. Awesome to have Casey's family here in attendance tonight and in attendance this week. They've been giving us food all week long. We appreciate you guys. Casey has had 5 hits for him. The pitch, this has popped up. Doesn't look like it'll be one. Behind the mound, Sando gets out of the way. Shortstop. Balcazar comes in, reaches up last second behind him, and makes the catch before he gets onto the hill. An out is an out, but that was anything but routine. Now, sometimes the pitchers, they just want to handle it themselves, but it makes it a little bit more difficult when they don't, because the fielders are hoping they don't have to work extra hard on those plays. Here's JKG with one away. Pitch. Breaking ball. Shoots in there. A little bit off the plate. Ball one. Well, Sando so far has given up the bloop single to Nankill in the second and a walk to Lasko. That's been it, though. 1-0 Dragons, bottom three. The pitch. That is on the inside corner with the fastball, strike one. Jesse was telling you about it. JKG this week, 8 hits. A couple of doubles, 3 runs scored. It's been great. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball loops in on the outer edge. Strike two. Coming into tonight, the ERA sitting just north of 15.5 for Sando. The pitch. Breaking ball is rolled over towards short. Balcazar to his left. Grabs, throws, a rocket in time. 2 outs. Hasn't given up any home runs, but 14 walks, 15 strikeouts coming in. But so far, the ERA, 0 in this game. He's up 1-0. He's just given up the 1 hit, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk. Here's TJ Schofield-Sam. Pitch home. That's outside. Ball 1 to the lefty. Sando, undrafted free agent from Santa Clara. The Broncos. The pitch. That's popped back towards the seats. Is it going to get there? No, the catcher, Connor Burns, is over there. Mask is off, and he catches that on the warning track. And that does it for TJ Schofield-Sam. That does it for Lansing in the third. Let's quickly move to the fourth. Still 1-0 Dayton here at sunny Jackson Field.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. LoveLost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, LoveLost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
Aloha, it's Blaze Pontes. Let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball.
Off to the top of the fourth inning on Marvel Superhero Night. 1-0 Dayton leads thanks to the home run from Carlos Jorge back in the first. That's the difference as Yerlin Confidon comes up. Righty-lefty matchup, Jake Garland kicks, throws home. Swatted up towards the sweets and out of play, strike one. The Marvel journey began back in 2008. Iron Man, the first Marvel film, released on May 2nd. And we have been rolling ever since then. 0-1 pitch. This is on the ground. Snagged by Garland off one little hop. Runs it over to first. Underhand toss. Handled by Schofield-Sam. And there's one away.
Are we going to tell the story of the Marvel Cinematic Universe here in the top of the fourth inning?
I don't know, Jesse. Unplanned where I'm going to go.
Phase one of this conversation.
I don't know if there's going to be a sequel to it. Here's the lefty Stovall. Pitch. That shoots in there. Strike one. So you had Iron Man way back in 2008. The Incredible Hulk came out in 2008. Pitch home. That shoots in. Strike one. I'll make that strike two. And the first Avengers came out in 2011 and 2012. Base is clear. One out. Garland throws home. Breaking ball that is off of Stovall's foot. And then all the way to, well, here in 2025. Just had Captain America come out. Brave New World in February. Thunderbolts in early May. The pitch. That's down low. One ball, two strikes.
Thunderbolts asterisk.
Is that legit?
Yes, there's a reason for the asterisk.
Oh, okay. My apologies. 1-2 pitch. That breaks in a little bit low. Let's see, we've got the Fantastic Four first steps coming up in July. That's July 25th. Next year, we will get a new Spider-Man, brand new day. We'll get a new Avengers next year. Pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strikeout number four for Garland. He is having another great performance here tonight. Do you have a favorite? A favorite of all the Marvel movies? Some good ones.
I don't, because I've really enjoyed how the movies would lead into the next. Did enjoy Thor Ragnarok, though.
Jack Moss in there, pitch, and that's flied up towards the suites. It's the facing, bounces around, and caught by a fan.
Outstanding.
Beautifully done.
Captain America Civil War. Winter Soldier, excellent.
0-1 is outside.
But once you start talking, like, it gets you going and saying, well, this one, or perhaps Guardians of the Galaxy. How about you?
1-1 pitch. That's up in the air, and that is fouled. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, I think Guardians of the Galaxy, Iron Man, and then Infinity War and Endgame. I loved Infinity War. That was a heck of a movie. Time called. But just some iconic scenes
Yes. In
Endgame that made that one special. I don't think it was as good as Infinity War, but the moments in it, really, really special. Here's a pitch. Swing and a... Was there a foul tip? No, just a strike three. Changed it up on him at the bottom of the zone. Back-to-back K's for Garland. He's got 5 through 4. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll get you some trivia when we return. Dayton up 1-0.
Hey guys, Jason McCourty here. As a 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion, people always ask me, what's it like getting ready for the big game? Let me tell you, it's all about preparation, knowing what you're up against, especially when food allergy is part of the game plan. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
This is Josh Cordegrau with your Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Hello? Offense, where are you? Lansing looking for some as we bring you to the bottom of the fourth inning. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you on a beautiful Saturday night. Happy to have baseball tonight at Jackson Field. Happy to be here all week long. We'll do it one more time tomorrow at 1:05, so if you're around, come on out. Lilo and Stitch, and a Capital City Market kids game tomorrow. Pitch home. White swats at it, foul as it bounds slowly to the third base side. Nick Sando has looked very good through the first three innings. Just a walk and a base hit. That has been it. And Dayton up by a run on their four hits, but they did it on one swing, thanks to that of Carlos Jorge. The pitch popped up in the infield. Mask is off for Burns. Shifts to his right, now over to his left behind the plate, and he snags another one. How many times do you see back-to-back foul pop-outs to the catcher? Because that was what we had to end the third, and now that's what we have to end start the fourth.
Tip of the cap, Nick Sando.
He is getting a lot of weak contact. Pitch, swing and a miss, or like that, no contact at all. 91 up. And no chance for Jared Dickey, who's 3 for 16 this week. Flied out to right field in his first at-bat. Lefty-lefty, the pitch. Swing and a bad miss right there as that one just run away from him.
Even the one hit that Lansing has, it was a blooper.
And at the time, you were thinking with how Sando had started this game, is that going to be the one that gets in the way of them potentially having something going deep into this game? 0-2. Swatted up in the air, foul, third base side. And so far, the answer has been yes. Because other than that, Vincing has not had any hits. Brian Lasko did take a walk in that second inning. But it wasn't a walk to remember. 0-2 pitch. That's down low. Because Lansing didn't score. They left two on. Sando turns, kicks, throws. Swing and a foul tip. Held on to high fastball. Gets Dickey. Two outs. Third, make that fourth strikeout. Well, this year for Sando, the 24-year-old, he started the year in Dayton, all six relief appearances, and then he was sent to Daytona, where he was there from May 7th to June 16th, and now he's back up with Dayton for his second start. Pitch, that comes inside, ball one. So he's jumped up between the A and high A levels, now back here starting, and so far putting together a great start tonight. 1-0. Inside. Two balls, no strikes. It's Lansing's hottest hitter, Nate Mankill, who's got the only single, a bloop single, out to right field. Tucked it in between Stovall, Escanio, and Confidon. 2-0 pitch. Down low. Remember, Lansing, yesterday, they lost that game 19-4, but they were blanked in the final four innings. They scored a run in the first, a run in the second, two in the fifth, and then nothing as Dayton scored the final 11 runs of the game. So seven straight innings they haven't scored. The pitch, that's on the inside corner, strike one. And that unique for them, especially here at home where their offense has been great, and they've really needed it to be great with how their pitching has struggled the last couple of weeks at home. 3-1. Breaking ball drops in there at the top of the zone. Strike two. Wide stance for Sando. Turns, sets, kicks, throws. In on the hands. It is behind home plate. Oh no, Burns again. Mask is off. Over towards the gate. And it bounces over the netting and takes a hop. And a gentleman comes up with it and hands it to a youngster, who holds the baseball up and runs it back to his seat. He is pumped up. All right, great stuff right there. So again, we're going to do this 3-2 pitch to Nate Mankill, the incredible Hulk he is tonight up there on the video board. The pitch, whacked up in the air out to left field. Stefan over to his left. He has room. And he makes the catch. So, unfortunately, the Hulk not quite angry enough right there. But a decent swing from Nate Mankill. 100 off the bat for the third out. 1-2-3 go the Nuts in the fourth. We head to the fifth. Still Dayton 1, Lansing none. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with the play-by-play right after this.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Hey, this is Johnny Christensen, strength coach with the Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game.
Johnny Christensen was on the field with his baby before today's game. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Dayton Dragons on a Saturday night in Michigan State Capitol. Adam has mentioned it often, Marvel Superhero Day here at Jackson Field. 1-0 Dayton. As we open up the fifth inning, Jake Garland will take on Burns, Ascanio, and Acosta, right-handed batter, then two switch hitters, 8-9-1. Garland deals, and Burns takes the curve for a called strike. Connor Burns struck out his first time, one of five strikeouts so far for Garland. Pitch on its way. He got under it, back of second. Casey Yamauchi, sunglasses looking up, second baseman makes the catch. What a way! 55 pitches. And Jake Garland has now recorded 13 outs. Say, Adam, earlier this series, I brought up the fact that the Lansing Lugnuts 2025 baseball card set was now available in the Nuts and Bolts store. And what Adam responded to that was, as Garland deals, Johnny Ascanio takes a called strike. Adam responded by saying,
hey, we should bring those up in the booth.
We should. We should, like, rip open a team card set on the air. Ascanio swings and misses. 1-0 Dayton leads. We're in the top of the fifth inning, and Adam, here is your 2025 team card set to open, and I would love to hear your impressions.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Let's get this thing. $12.50 for one of these, huh?
And tax. Here's the two-strike pitch. A ground ball down to first base. Schofield Sam down on it. Calls off Garland and steps to the bag himself. Two gone. Now, there are some pitchers and players that you're going to see who've already been promoted, but what do you think?
Well, these are awesome. You got the stats on there from, what is these stats from last year? It's for Hunter Breaux. Bats, throws, height, weight, hometown, when he was drafted.
Two outs, nobody on. Victor Acosta, switch hitter, batting left, 1-0 Dayton. He's the leadoff hitter in the Dragons' order. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes high. Gage Jump is in the set. Kyle Robinson and Junior Tour and Cole Kahn and all these current players. Garland on the mound. White creeping in from third. The 1-0. Breaks down.
Lets you know that here's my Gage Jump card that Sidney Klein, our photographer, she took these photos on the back. Their name. These are awesome.
Smacked up the middle, a base hit to center field for Acosta. Ryan Lasko gathers and gets it in. And a two-out single for Dayton. Acosta's second single. Did we get any inserts in our set? Because if it's the rare set, you might find yourself with a former Lugnut card somewhere in there.
So far, I've just seen Kyle Robinson and Gage Jump being the formers. Gustavo Rodriguez.
Carlos Jorge, a homer back in the first inning for the game's only run. Runner starts and stops, and the pitch is dribbled up the first base side. Garland over with the bare hand and throws it away. Backed up by Yamauchi. In comes the throw to Kuroda Grauer, but Acosta's already stopped at second. Jorge is safely aboard at first base. Official score gives him an infield single. Here come the Dragons, first and second, two outs for Leo Balcazar.
Hey, look at this card I've got up right now.
You got a little Jake Garland and his Lansing Locos uniform.
How about that? So he's a right-hander, 6'5", 260, out of Jupiter, Florida. 17th rounder from Miami in 2022.
Leo Balcazar takes a ball outside.
I can confirm that is accurate.
Now, the card sets have gotten bigger and bigger over the years to allow us to include more Lugnuts players. That is now on sale via Nuts and Bolts. Go to LansingLugnuts.com. Swing and a miss by Balcazar, strike one.
Oh, Jared Dickey's photo. Epic. Tongue out, looking at his swing.
When the Lugnuts played in West Michigan earlier this year, I went around the clubhouse and I had guys choose their photos for their baseball cards.
Nice.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Tommy White with the Lugnuts camo uni on. Saeed Valenzuela.
One nothing Dayton. Looking for more. Acosta at second. Jorge at first. Two gone. Garland
Whoa.
Resets. What did you just pull?
We got a Jacob Wilson card.
I mean, it seems to me like you got yourself a lucky team card set.
Whoa.
This pitch is up high. 2-2 on Balcazar.
All right. Is there a Jacob Wilson card in all of these?
No, that's rare. I'm telling you. In select sets, there are former Lugnuts that are popped in there. You just found yourself a rarity.
Dude, how'd they know?
Smack toward short, one hop to Corona Grauer. From his heels from the outfield grass, a throw to first. One hopping in on time. Side retired. Well, just like Jacob Wilson used to turn him here in Lansing, Joshua Corona Grauer up for the challenge. And that gem ends the top of the fifth. Two singles, two left, no runs for Dayton. Halfway to the house, to the bottom of the fifth. Dayton one, Lansing nothing.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The fifth inning begins right here. Ball one outside to the Lansing DH, Rodney Green Jr. The Lugnuts are down 1-0 to Dayton. Fifth game in the six-game series. Lefty Jonah Herney now in, dealing at a line drive, caught by leaping shortstop Balcazar. Green is out number one. For the Dayton Dragons, southpaw to southpaw, Nick Sando's day is done. Four innings of one-hit scoreless ball. One walk, four strikeouts. Textbook pitching. 62 pitches, 43 strikes. He was marvelous. Bunt shown by Ryan Lasko, but the pitch came in. Ball one. One out, nobody on. Dragons up by a run. First inning, homer by Carlos Jorge. The pitch. Lasko took a called strike. Top of the zone away. Jonah Herney goes way, way back with the Lansing Lugnuts, Casey Yamauchi. The native Hawaiian lets it fly. Lasko tried to bunt and missed. Strike two. Herney at 5 feet, 9 inches tall, out of Kamuela, Hawaii, attended Virginia Tech and was signed as an undrafted free agent. Just like Nick Sando, the starter, signed as an undrafted free agent from Santa Clara. The 1-2. Lasko takes it high. Two balls, two strikes. Herney this year with Dayton, a 4.37 ERA in 15 appearances. Pitch on its way. Just off the inside corner. Well, earlier today, we received news that an incoming member of the National Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025 passed away. Dave Parker, the Cobra. 3-2. High, towering fly. Shallow left field. Anthony Stefan in. Puts it away. Two outs. I remember going up, watching the Cobra play. I remember seeing Dave Parker as a member of the feared A's lineups of 1988 and 1989, but that was toward the tail end of his career, and he was still good. He was an all-star with Milwaukee in 1990. Played 19 years in the major leagues. Davis Diaz takes a ball inside. Two outs, last of the fifth. Dayton leading Lansing 1-0. Parker was a 7-time all-star. The Pirates. The Reds. The Reds, the parent club of these Dragons. Herney tosses in a called strike. Back-to-back all-star with the Reds in 85 and 86. When he was with the Pirates at the all-star game, he uncorked one of the great throws in Midsummer Classic history. The 1-1. Chopper pulled to shortstop. Balcazar plants. Fires to first. Side retired. Inning over. Let's go to the sixth inning. RIP to the Cobra. Drafted out of Quarter Tech High School, Cincinnati, Ohio, by the Pirates, 14th round, 1970. 74 years of age, passing away from Parkinson's. He'll be inducted posthumously into Cooperstown coming up next month. Baseball mourns the loss of the Cobra. Dayton leads 1-0 to the sixth inning from Jacksonfield.
What does a teddy bear dream of? A teddy bear dreams of a best friend that tucks them in at night and wakes them up in the morning. Who they share laughs and very secret secrets with. A best friend who they grow up with. What teddy bears don't dream of is being left alone outside in the rain in a shrine for school shooting victims who could have been their best friends.
School shootings are preventable. Learn the warning signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
This is Daryl Kennedy, manager for your Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
We will be seeing DK shortly. The Lugnuts manager will return as Lansing travels to Fort Wayne starting on Tuesday, a home-and-home series. We'll open up the sixth inning. Lansing trailing Dayton 1-0. Lugnuts right-hander Jake Garland's first pitch popped foul, towering back our way. Get ready, Adam. Over our heads, onto the rooftop. Strike one for Anthony Stefan. Stefan, Confidant, Stovall. 4-5-6 in the Dragons' order. All left-handed hitters. Garland's pitch. Fouled off the hands to our left. Up at a sweet level. Hey, sweet five. Look alive.
You got the sweet numbers down?
Only that one.
I was about to say, I was feeling bad because I don't have them down.
Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Sit down, Anthony Stefan. Jake Garland fans his sixth. And he fans Stefan for a second time. Here comes Jurilien Confidant. Adam, you know what you got down? You got down golf. And the Grand River Country Club is coming back to Jackson Field, coming up in July. Jurilien Confidant bats left, 1-0 Dragons. He takes the ball low. July 11th through July 13th, the Grand River Country Club is a 9-hole, 27-shot experience. It's like Top Golf here at the ballpark. The pitch, Confidant bounces to shortstop, attacked by Carota Grauer. The throw to first, two outs. Bring up Peyton Stovall as Jake Garland is just rolling merrily along. Have you ever done the Grand River Country Club here? You have to have.
I have not done it yet.
Oh, we need to get you into it. So, probably because it's only going on while the Lugnuts are on the road.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm usually with you.
But is this the All-Star break this year? This pitch is down low. Ball one. Peyton Stovall is 0-2 with a comebacker and a strikeout looking. 1-0 Dragons lead in the sixth. The pitch. Stovall takes again. Low. All right, July 11th through 13th. Adam, we're in Great Lakes. However, I give you full permission. July 11th or July 12th, whatever. Just drive back to Lansing. Get some friends together. Stovall jumps back from a pitch inside. And I want to see how you fare at the Grand River Country Club at Jackson Field. 3-0 coming. Right in there for a called strike. What it is, you schedule your tee time, whether for an individual or for a foursome, and you chip for the hole out there on the field, and you get points based on how close you are. Swing and a foul tip, strike two. You also get bonus points. Support the Greater Lansing Food Bank, add 30 points. You can get bonus points for wearing a Lugnuts hat, bonus points for wearing a Hawaiian shirt, oh, up to 30 bonus. A dribbler foul to the right. We'll keep it here 3-2 on Stovall. Generally takes about 45 to 60 minutes. There's food and drink available. Golf balls are provided. And here's the important thing. Only 9 irons and wedges are allowed. But it's a wonderful thing. Matt Hicks, director of retail here, is the course architect. Two outs, base is clear. 3-2. Yanked foul on the line right side. Offered the netting. How good are you at chipping?
I would say that chipping is probably the best part of my game.
See? All right. Get Chris together. Call up a couple of other friends. Off you go. Pay off. Up high. We got time. Earlier in the day. A walk given out to Stovall. First walk given by Garland. And it extends this top of the sixth inning for Jack Moss. The Grand River Country Club, you can go to LansingLugnuts.com to get your reservation. Reserve a tee time July 11th between 9:30 p.m. 12 a.m. Between 1 p.m. 5 p.m. 9:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. July 12th. Between 1 p.m. 5 p.m. 9:30 p.m. 12 a.m. July 13th. Strike one for Moss. You can have a look at the full course because it's all right there graphically. 1-0 Dragons, two outs. Strike one, pitch to Moss. And that's up and in. One ball, one strike. Moss laid down a bunt single back in the second inning. He was stranded. And he struck out swinging in the fourth inning. One of the six strikeouts. Garland deals. Low. There's all sorts of big things coming up at Jackson Field. Most notably, after the Lugnuts were in Fort Wayne last year on the 4th of July, they are home this year, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th. So we hope that you come out and spend Independence Day here at Jackson Field. LansingLugnuts.com. The pitch, ground ball foul up the right side. Strike two. You can also call during office hours, 517-485-4500. Tomorrow, the final game that the Lugnuts will play in the month of June. And then off into the fourth month of the season. Stovall at first to short lead. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball pounded to right field. Jared Dickey's on his horse. And that ball's off the wall. A windmill for Stovall around third. Racing for the plate. No throw. An RBI double by Jack Moss, and insurance for Dayton. The lead doubles to 2-0. Yesterday was Moss's first game with the Dragons, and today his first extra base hit.
Well, Jared Dickey doesn't move very well out there, so anything over his head, it's tough for him to get to. And that one got over his head. It did stay in the park, which is helpful, but Dayton cashes in big time.
Garland to Connor Burns. Breaks it in for a called strike. There's now action in the Lansing pen. And as I say that, ball gets away. It's in the right field corner. Nobody knows. Nobody sees. And now the home plate umpire Maychek says, I got you. Hang on. Go get that baseball. It is Henry Gomez who is warming up. But this, Adam, we went strikeout, ground out, and then Peyton Stovall earned the walk. Moss doubles him home. 2-0 Dayton. That misses a little low. 1-1 to Burns. Burns has struck out and he's popped out to second. But we know that he is a man of great power. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. And with great power for a batter, comes great threat to the pitcher. What were you thinking?
Great responsibility, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, you did have the responsibility to share with me. Here's the 1-2. And it got under it, and this is not going to travel. Out in the right center field. Nasco's over. Calls off Dickey. Nasco makes the snag. Side retired. Dayton adds a run. A two-out walk cashed in by the Moss 2-bagger. To the last of the sixth inning. Dragons 2, Lugnuts nothing.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Ankill here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts!
Onward into the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Lugnuts are now down by 2. A run of the first inning on a Carlos Jorge homer. A run of the sixth inning on a Jack Moss double. Dayton is looking for its first series victory of the season. Nine, 1-2, Yamauchi, Kuroda Grauer, and Schofield Sam. And here's the battle of the two old friends. Jonah Herney to Casey Yamauchi. Start him off with the ball low. The teammates on the Hilo RBI baseball team that went all the way to Cincinnati and won the championship. Lefty to righty. Oh, again, 2-0. Well, they're meeting a long, long way away from Hilo in Lansing, Michigan. The pitch. Fly ball. Right center field. Carlos Jorge into the sunlight for the snag. Yamauchi is at number one.
But they have Hilo goodies that they could share. courtesy of Casey's family.
Casey's family went out to dinner with her earlier in the series. They've been sharing with us this whole series. And make sure that Sydney and Ellie know that we've got a special bag directly for them. Here's Joshua Carota-Crower, who takes a called strike.
Again, I ask, how big is that suitcase? How many suitcases? How many carry-on items? How many checked bags from Hawaii?
The 01 sails outside. We love the Yamauchi family. Two nothing, Dayton. One out, nobody on. The 1-1 pitch. A ground ball on the left side and through past the diving Balcazar. A base hit for Carota-Crower. A one-out single in the bottom of the sixth inning. That means the T.J. Schofield send comes up as the potential game-tying run. That was just the second hit all day for Lansing. Nate Nankill single in the second, the other. Half two to lefty. Start him off with a called strike. Outside corner. T.J. Schofield Sam in the first inning struck out. And that was his first strikeout of the series. But his bat has been quiet. Ernie deals. And he hit him for the 23rd time this year. T.J. Schofield Sam has been plunked by a pitch as the breaking ball got away from Jonah Herney. You know, it had been a while, Adam. It was the first time this series that TJ got hit after Quad Cities hit Schofield Sam four straight games.
Were you saying you were missing seeing TJ get plunked?
I was missing seeing pitchers miss. And Jonah Herney missed with his spot. TJ just has that look of disgust. Well, tying runs are on. And the batter's Tommy White. Advancing down 2-0. White swings and golfs it out to left. Step on his back. It's down for a base hit. Carota-Crower's around to score. In comes the throw. White slides in safely with an RBI double. Schofield Tim held at third base. Tommy White gingerly gets up. The shutout is broken. Dayton 2, Lansing 1.
Well, and there you finally just heard from our large crowd we've got here tonight at Jackson Field. They've been quieted by great pitching so far between Sando and Herney. But Tommy able to turn on that thing, and yeah, it looked like he jammed himself to the bag there. So good that he's up and looking all right now, and now a great chance for Dickey to drive in and give Lansing the lead.
Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at second and only one man out. Dickey is 0 for 2. Jonah Herney to Jared Dickey. Ball one outside. The Let's Go Lugnuts chant below. Corner infielders are pinching. Shortstop Balcazar back deep up the middle. The pitch. Low underway. Two balls and no strikes. Jared Dickey's image up there on the video board. Captain America. Catcher Burns calls for a conference. You know how we would say Cole Conn would have the conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Connor Burns, right? So it works here, too. The kind of conversation concludes. Fly out to right. Strikeout swinging for Dickey so far. The Nuts are down by just a run. Second and third, one out. The pitch went around too far. Breaking ball spinning down and away from him, and he could not hold back. Two balls and one strike. Shadows have lengthened across the field. Left fielder Stefan is in the shade. The pitch shot foul up the left side. That ball pinballs its way around. It somehow got through underneath and maybe perhaps through a seam of the netting.
I think right where the camera is over there.
And found a hole, which for running back, that's great.
Yeah.
For foul ball, be careful.
Find the hole and go.
Daylight, huh? 2-2. Ground ball on the right side. Diving stop Stovall. Stovall right to his bag. And Tommy White is away from second. He's in between second and third. They chase him over. Now the run down between Schofield Sam. Home plate and third base. Schofield Sam running to the dish. Here's the throw given. And the tag applied. In the end, it ends the inning. Peyton Stovall tags at TJ Schofield Sam. And the Lansing Lugnuts score only one run in the bottom of the sixth inning. It all started with Tommy White way too far away from second base, with Schofield Sam not breaking for the plate on that ground out. So let's go to the seventh. Adam Jackson will have the call. The Lugnuts are on the board. It's Dayton 2, Lansing 1.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
What's up? This is Tommy White with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to the diamond. Go Nuts.
We're off our way to the top of the seventh inning, and the first pitch is in there, strike one. Johnny Ascanio and Jake Garland is still in there. 2-1 Dayton, the pitch. That drops in there, strike two. Well, we said it. Jake Garland hoping to go five, six, maybe seven. Here he is into the seventh, giving up just the two runs and seven hits. Pitch. On the ground over towards short corner. Grauer to his right has it. Throws on the run. Back across his body. Schofield Sam snatches it for the first out. Great play running the other way by JKG. One down.
He is cash money right now defensively.
Yes, he is. He's really cash money everywhere with the way he's been hitting it this week, too. Turning into a great addition to this 2025 Lugnuts roster. Here's Victor Acosta. First pitch, grabs that outside corner, strike one.
Somebody asked me earlier today, hey, I'm planning to see the Lugnuts in July. Will Kuroda Grauer still be there?
We asked the same question about TJ Schofield Sam. And the answer is, we don't know.
We have not the foggiest.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Pitch, it's outside. One ball, one strike to Victor Acosta, who's 2-for-3 tonight outside of a great play by Yama to open up the game. Five pitches in, otherwise he'd be 3-for-3. And a great table setter. 1-1. Up high. Lansing got the run back in that sixth inning on the Tommy White double, and then Tommy ran into that third and final out, forcing TJ Schofield Sam to be tagged out in a rundown. 2-1. And he's in on the outside corner. Strike two with the fastball at the top of the zone. Jake Garland rubbing the baseball here. Now he sets it in his mitt, which is right in front of his face. Turns, kicks, throws home. That runs inside. Three balls, two strikes.
Frustrating moment, Adam. In the bottom half of the sixth inning for the Lugnuts, score a run, have second and third one out, not get anything further.
The pitch, Swing and a miss. Strike three. Fastball down. First time he gets Acosta's swinging tonight. Seven Ks for Jake Garland. And that looks like it's going to do it as Cooper Goldby is coming out. Got arms warming down there in the pen. Looks like Henry Gomez and Wander Guante. But man, what a performance tonight. Jake Garland again. Listen to this applause he's about to get. Oh, they had to cut it short. He's still got like seven or eight steps. Come on now. Big fella took his time. What an outing here tonight, though, from Jake Garland. 6 2/3. And he gives up the home run to Jorge in the first. He gives up the run on the double in the sixth. And that is it. He's kept Lansing in this game here.
The inspection shut down the crowd applause. Two pitches shy of 100. And Adam, when we began this game, in the pregame show, you said to me, the importance of Garland and getting a good start for this Lugnut staff, because this series has been marked with Dayton knocking around Lansing starters. My counter to you was, let's say Garland gives them a good start, they're going to need great relieving too, because the Dragons have knocked around the Lugnut's pen. And so the pressure now is on Henry Gomez. Keep his teammates in the game and allow the offense a chance to continue to rally.
There's no question about it. And the best part for Lansing, again, they are in the game, because at this point in the majority of the games this week, they haven't been. They haven't really, I mean, go back to last night. It was 19-4 and Dayton just continued to pummel on. It was 9-4 in their loss before. It was 13-8 before, where Lansing was able to get some runs, but they were too far behind. So right now, just a one-run difference. And now, indeed, here comes Henry Gomez, the righty. Well, Carlos Jorge is the man that comes up, the man that homered back in the first inning. Righty-lefty, the pitch home. That's outside, ball one. Next pitch is on the ground to the right of second, and it rolls through. It's a base hit. Three of them tonight for Jorge. Two singles and a homer. And there is one on Min with two outs.
He loves hitting in Lansing, Michigan. We saw this from Jorge last year, too.
Here comes Leo Balcazar. Pitch home. That's outside. Jorge takes off. Throw down to second is not in time on the tag from Yamauchi. So a stolen base for Jorge. You know, I think if we polled the majority of the Midwest League hitters, there would be a lot that feel the way Jorge does, that they like hitting at Jackson Field. Seems to be a trend these days.
Well, these days, probably not in April.
One-oh pitch. That's in there, bottom of the zone. That's a strike. Well, every year, Jackson Field is a hitter-friendly park. And lots of runs come in here at this place, whether it's from the Lugnuts or the visitors, it seems like. Dayton tonight, though, not many. Pitch, this is rocked down the left field side. That is fair. It is down as it one-hops the wall. Jorge comes in. It's 3-1, Dayton. Balcazar replaces him at second base. So the top of the order continues to get it done. Garland exits, and a run is immediately given up.
It's a breaking ball, right? It's a slider that he's trying to sweep into the front door, and Leo Balcazar ripped it.
So to answer your question, so far with the bullpen, it has already surrendered a run, two batters in. And this has been the story of Lansing in the month of June at home. Anthony Stephon steps in with two outs. 3-1 Dragons. They're out hitting Lansing 9-3. Righty-lefty Gomez looks at second, comes home. Max is on the ground, rolled right at Yamauchi. A little half step to his right, has it, flings it a little bit up high, but Schofield Sam, little mini jump, he's got it. And that will do it for this seventh inning. Two hits, though, and a run off of Henry Gomez. 3-1 Dayton as we stretch it out. Dragons lead back here for the bottom of the seventh as the sun continues to set inside the garage just off the Grand River, downtown Lansing. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg Strassler with you, Nate Nankill, Rodney Green Jr., Ryan Lasko. The pitch, that's down low from the lefty Jonah Herney to the righty Nate Nankill. Most of the infield now covered in the shade with first base side still lit up. Pitch. Floats outside. Two balls, no strikes. Lansing was able to get an RBI double from Tommy White in the last half inning to score JKG. Their first run of the game. Just gave one right back up, though, in the seventh. We've had runs scored in three straight half innings. Pitch on the ground right at the third baseman. Acosta down to his knees, stands back up, throws it up the line. Swipe tag. It's in time from Stovall. And there is your first out. Nate Nankill was sprinting by first base umpire Glenn Meyerhofer, signaling safe, but he called him out. So with one down, here comes Rodney Green Jr. Hey, Jesse, remember that thing where I did last night where I just asked and then answered the trivia question?
Yes, I do.
Forgot to ask it in the fourth. The pitch is a bouncing ball off the plate. Up high to Herney in front of the mound. Gets it. Turns, whips it to first, two outs. I was going to do that same thing here if we can get through it.
Yeah, that's okay.
Here comes Ryan Lasko, 3-1 Dayton, two outs. Question tonight is how many Lugs have made their MLB debut this year? And the answer already is five to give Lansing now 198 major leaguers. The pitch, that's inside, ball one. And one of those five, Jack Perkins, well, he pitched and got his first save today inside Yankee Stadium. How about that? 1-0 pitch. That's fly back. One ball, one strike. The A's have been shut out in back-to-back games, including 3-0 yesterday against the Yanks. Today, they shut them out 7-0. So congrats to Jack Perkins, who has now gone very well here to open up his MLB debut. 1-1. That's flied back. One ball, two strikes. He went 3 1/3 shutout innings today and now has gone 6 1/3 shutout innings to open up his career as a big leaguer. Home runs today. Brent Rooker. Nick Kurtz. 1-2. Up and in. Two balls, two strikes. By the way, those other four, Denzel Clark, Jack Winkler, Max Muncy, and Gunnar Hoagland all have debuted this year. Former Lugnuts. Pretty cool. 2-2 pitch. Roped over, packs the dive of Acosta at third into left field. Lasko is rounding first. He's headed for two. Stefan couldn't pick the baseball up clean, so he just throws it into third. A double for Ryan Lasko to keep the threat alive in his seventh. What a swing right there from Lasko. 106 off the bat. That thing was pasted.
He's like Schofield Sam and Tommy White, and that when he hits it hard. That ball was not very high off the ground, and yet it was sizzling. And Stefan knew that he had to hustle over and slide just to stop it from getting to the wall. Couldn't stop Lasko from getting into scoring position.
Can Davis Diaz knock him in? Two hits this week in 14 attempts. The pitch launched up the left field side. That is carrying, and that is off the wall. Lasko's already around third. He's in to score. Diaz, losing his helmet, stops at second. It's a one-run game. Davis Diaz with his first extra base hit of the week. Four straight innings with runs in what has been a low-scoring game. And it's back to a one-run game.
A little bit like what Dayton just did to Henry Gomez. Nothing was happening. Jonah Herney was fine. And then suddenly back-to-back swings. And here are the Lugnuts, tying run once again in scoring position.
What a ball game here tonight.
You know what that swing also reminded me of was, remember when the South Bend Cubs were in town and every single right-handed batter just took pot shots at the left field corner? That was Davis Diaz going, I know that corner is short, so let me just see if I can buggy whip this ball.
Yeah, just little chip shots down the line, just working on the golf game before a couple of weeks from now.
Good-looking stroke.
Good-looking stroke indeed. How about that for Davis Diaz? That's big time. And now we got a visit on the mound here. Home plate umpire Austin Maciek out there to break it up. So now it's up to Casey Yamauchi. Can he deliver here? And can Lansing tie this game? By the way, for Diaz, just his third extra base hit in his 20th game as a Lugnut. Two doubles now and a home run. 3-2 Dragons. Yama 0-2 tonight. The pitch. That's down low. Ball one. The two Hawaii men in a crucial spot. Aloha to Casey and Jonah. They play him to pull to the left side. 1-0 pitch. On the ground right to the shortstop, Balcazar. Scoops it up. Sidearms to first. And a two-handed catch by Stovall, and that's it. So just like Dayton, Lansing gets one run on a couple of hits back-to-back. Two doubles. It's a 3-2 game as we head to the eighth. Dragons still in front as they look to win their first series of the year.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move. When being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
Shot right there if you're watching at home on MLB.TV. The sun setting right on the back of Henry Gomez, who comes back out. 3-2 Dayton leads. Jerline Confidon steps in from the left side. Already Gomez kicks and throws. And he slides it in down low. One ball, no strikes in a massive half inning for the Nuts to try and hold Dayton and give themselves a chance to tie in the eighth. Pitch home. It's up high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Confidon has been eerily quiet tonight. Eight hits coming into today in this series. He's 0-for-3. Everything has been put in play on the ground in the infield. The pitch. Bouncing ball on the ground over towards second. Yama has it, slips on the grass, but he gets it to first on the throw. And he stands back up. His plant foot gave way there as he was sliding to his right. There's one away on another ground ball in the infield from Confidon.
How did he get so much on that throw and keep it so accurate? All the while, he was entirely losing his footing.
That's a great question. Strength, upper body strength right there. Just whipped it over in time. Peyton Stovall now. The pitch home. Broke in there. Strike one. Garland goes 6 2/3. Gave up 7 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, and 98 pitches. Gomez in. Gave up 2 hits and a run in the 7th. Trying to get through the 8th. Pitch. Bouncing ball back to Gomez. Snagged it, but it went off of his glove to the left of the mound. And he smacks his glove down on the baseball in frustration and then bangs the baseball against his mitt. It looked like it should have been an easy out for him, but he just couldn't quite secure it.
If he just took one more breath, he rushed himself. That ball was coming right back toward him, and he stabbed for it.
And so now it's Jack Moss. Does Lansing have a double play turn in them? 73 this year, that's right up there at the top of the league. Righty-lefty matchup, the pitch. Flies outside, ball one. They do go fielding error on Gomez there. It was tough because he had to do that perfectly because he had to go full extension to his right and snag it. Otherwise, he wasn't going to be able to handle it, and he couldn't handle it. The pitch, swing and a miss. But it was one of those where he had to reach all the way out to his right because he didn't take that extra little step. He didn't come up with it, and then the ball bounded away to the left of the mound. 1-1. Twisted up in the air down the left field line. It is spilling towards the Pepsi porch off the netting. That runs all the way down towards the left 23-foot wall. That's to the right of the Pepsi porch. Sun continuing to set. Just to the west of the diamond, but still tricky for first baseman over there. E.J. Schofield, Sam. It's getting there, but not quite. 1-2. This is on the ground. Could be two. Right at JKG. Behind the bag at second. Flips to Yama. Throw to first. A rocket in time. There's your double play. Number 74 in 2025. And Gomez gets through it. Let's head to the bottom of the 8th. Nuts down 3-2 at Jackson Field.
I want you to imagine for a moment, you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Steven Echeverria with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
A tight one on this Saturday night. A beautiful evening for baseball. And the Dragons trying to find a way home to win their first series of 2025. Lansing trying to come back and still stay in this to try and split this week. They down 3-2. The pitch breaks in there a little bit tight to JKG. Ball one. Joseph Menifee is the new lefty that's out there to take over for Jonah Herney. 6 foot, 215 pounder from College Station. Giggum, 1-0. That drops down low. Two balls, no strikes. And no surprise out of College Station where he resides. Went to Texas A&M, 20th rounder in 2022. Menifee throws. Drops inside, three balls, no strikes. So he is in danger of allowing a speedster to get on the bases, which would be the tying run for the Nuts as they look for a heroic comeback tonight. Pitch. It shoots in there, strike one. Not too heroic, though, because they have pitched it well and stayed right in it. Trailed 1-0, and 2-0, then 2-1, and 3-1, now 3-2. 3-1 pitch. Down low, buried in the dirt, right in front of the feet. JKG will use those feet to walk his way to first base. Just the second walk tonight given up by the Dragons. And Lansing does indeed have the tying run aboard. As here comes TJ Schofield Sam. He's been the best batter in the league this year, but he has been quiet this week. Now he did have a big double last night. He's 0 for 2 tonight. Was hit by a pitch. Takes an arcing breaking ball outside ball one. Can he deliver here? Tommy White, who delivered in his last at bat, an RBI double in the sixth to get Lansing on the board, waits on deck. 3-2 Dragons, bottom eight. Menifee the lefty, Schofield Sam the lefty. Menifee throws. Outside. Well, this crowd has erupted a couple of times, but they would love to erupt again here in this eighth inning as we get a visit. And now Vince Harrison Jr. is slowly strutting his way out. The manager for the Dragons to talk with the entire infield and Joseph Menifee. One of the better crowds we've had all year. We've had some big crowds, but this crowd has been locked in tonight. Revved up behind good play by the Nuts. We heard it on the Tommy White RBI double. Heard it when Jake Garland came out of the game. We've heard it a few different times tonight. Getting behind the home team. This is, in fact, their team. This is their town. Nobody warming in the Dayton bullpen, so just a conversation out there for Vince Harrison, who walks super slow to and from the mound. But now he is back to the dugout. He's taking his time. 2-0. Breaking ball whacked up in the air to the left side of the infield. Third baseman Acosta coming in on the infield grass. Sidesteps and then leans back. Makes the catch. So whatever Vince Harrison Jr. said seemed to work. One down.
This is going to be the matchup here, though. TJ Schofield Sam's in a little funk. This next hitter is not.
Well, Tommy White, 4-for-19 this week. But part of those four, a couple of doubles and a home run. And he's knocked in four. So when he is connected, it has been big. Can he do it again after the RBI double in the sixth? 3-2 Dayton, bottom eight, one on, one out. The pitch, there goes JKG. Breaking ball is in for a strike. Throw down to second, way late. JKG sliding in. Under the tag of Ascanio, who never even put the glove on his body. Great jump and a great pitch to run on and a big 12-6 curve. Runner in scoring position. The tying runner, that is. That's the down part of having such big break on that curveball from Menifee, which was perfectly placed in there, by the way, as it took a long time to get home. Kuroda Grauer did not take a long time getting to second. And Tommy White get him into home. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. That one shoots away, but just a few feet up the third base side, so Burns is able to get there. 0-2 on the curveball. That completely fooled Tommy White. He's got the hogfish necklace in gold hanging out of his Marvel-themed Luggy uniform. Open stance from the left side. Front foot slowly tapping. Now Stills. The pitch. Breaking ball is wide. He is getting all curveballs.
Adam, I'm going to disagree. I think that last pitch was the splitter. Menifee and Will Johnston throw the same splitter out of Texas A&M.
1-2 pitch. That's outside. All right.
That's your high spin rate breaking ball there. So it's all been off speeds. I was waiting to see if Menifee would try the splitter with White. It wasn't close enough. Neither was that last hook.
Well, either way, it has been all off speed to Tommy White. Will he get that fastball? Pitch home. Swing and a miss. He does not. He chased it down low. And that will do it for White. First strikeout for Menifee. Two away. So it's up to Jared Dickey.
Had him off balance the whole plate appearance.
Yes, he did. Tying run is at second base. Jared Dickey tonight, 0 for 3. 3 for 18 in this series. Tough matchup, lefty on lefty here. And if he looks at JKG at second, throws. Hulk is launched high up in the air out to right field. It is carrying. It is off the top of the wall. And a home run. Jared Dickey doesn't know it as he turns around at second. He's got his third home run against the Dragons. Lansing launches themselves in front. A heroic swing on Marvel Superhero Night for Jared Dickey. He got the high arcing breaking ball and he raked it out over the 23-foot tall wall. Pitch. That's up and in. Ball one. Nuts 4. Dragons 3. What a swing. And now it's Nate Nankill. Base is clear. 2 outs. And if he throws. Breaking ball stays up. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, Lansing had a slew of home runs earlier in the series. And Dickey now has his second this week and third against the Dragons. 2-0. Check swing. He goes. And the breaking ball down and in. 2-1. A 2-out big-time delivery out to right. Net ball hit off the yellow, it looked like, and then came back down into the field of play and right, and that's why Dickey wasn't sure if that thing was out or not. But home plate umpire Austin Maychek had been calling for it. Pitch. Ooh, that is hammered right off the foot of Nate Nankill, that front foot, and he is hobbling his way to the right of the on-deck or the batter's box. And he is really favoring that as Noah Huff jogs out here to take a look. Nankill has gone all the way around the batting circle. Cooper Goldby has come down, and just one of those where you need a moment. What a swing, though, for Jared Dickey. His first home run against the Dragons came in early June when we went down to Dare Ballpark. And then his next home run came earlier this week against the Dragons. And his third home run just came moments ago against the Dragons. And Lansing, for the first time tonight, after trailing since the first inning, they lead in the bottom of the eighth, 4-3. And all the shut-in, they are 3 outs away. And that means Mark Adamiak time as he warms down in the right field pen. All right, Nate Nankill is ready to go, gives the thumbs up to Austin Maychek. And he's going to climb back in. Two balls, two strikes from the lefty Menifee to the righty Nankill. The pitch. Buried down low. A walk to JKG. A fly out in the infield to Schofield Sam. A Tommy White strikeout. And then a first pitch launched ball out to right for Jared Dickey. The pitch. Breaking ball is cued foul right by Rodney Green Jr. in the on-deck circle. That's Jared Dickey picking up his teammate after Tommy struck out in the AB before and really looked off balance the entire AB. 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. Mankill is aboard. So now Rodney Green Jr. And he provides some insurance here. 4-3 nuts, bottom eight. Lefty-lefty the pitch. Breaking ball up and in as Rodney turns that front shoulder out of the way. Ball one. He has struggled against lefties this year. He's got 5 hits in his series. None tonight, though. 0-3. Strikeout, line out, ground out. That pitch is grounded foul first base side. 2 balls, no strikes. Again, Mark Adamiak, the saves leader, is warming down in that right field pen, ready to come in for the ninth as Lansing trying to close this thing out and get back to 3-2 in this series as they trail 3-1 coming into tonight. Menifee's 1-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Pitch clock is still going down, and home plate umpire Austin Maychak is saying, reset it, please. There we go. Starts at 18. Menifee is ready to go. Kicks and throws. Floats it out wide. Rodney Green Jr. with 7 home runs. Right up there with Tommy White as the leaders here on this Nuts team. Tommy has 8. Throw back to first. Mankill there in plenty of time. It's only a couple of steps off the bag. Nuts have scored in 3 straight innings. 1 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, 2 here in the 8th to grab their first lead tonight. 4-3. The pitch. Breaking ball outside. Boy, both Mankill and Green. Looks like they've learned the lesson from Tommy White. And they are hanging off these pitches out of the zone. Good at bats. Payoff pitch. Broke in there too tall. First and second for Ryan Lasko. Back-to-back walks. 3 straight have now reached with 2 outs. And now time called. Noah Huff, the athletic trainer, is jogging out there to second base. And he's taking a peek at Nate Mankill. They're still, I think, looking perhaps at that, maybe that front foot of his that he rocketed that foul ball off of him. It took him so much time to walk around the batting circle and just take his time before he climbed back in the box. He's still looking a little hobbled. And yeah, Nankill's going to come out of the game. I don't want to mess around here, so Johnny Butler is the man that's going to come in and replace him. And you can expect Johnny Butler most likely to step into left field for the 9th inning. Hopefully Nate Mankill is all right. Now, he's not favoring anything while he walks off, but I don't want to take any risks. And I'm sure Noah Huff, who is eyeing him the old time, said, hey, let's get you out of the game as he sprinted out there. So Butler is at second. Lasko is at the plate. The pitch. That bounces in and it skips away from Burns. Butler up to third. Green up to second. A wild pitch. Moving the Nuts closer here. So maybe adding some more onto their 1-run lead. 4-3, bottom eight. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Everything off speed. Splitter, curveball, splitter, curveball. No fastballs here from Menifee. Does he try and sneak one in? 1-1. Breaking ball. Fouled off.
Not yet. When Dayton was going wrong in the first half, you and I both know it was bullpen implosions late.
And Lansing did that a few times to them to help them take 5-6 in that series back in early June down there at Day Air Ballpark. Butler at third, Rodney Green Jr. at second. 1-2. Swing and a miss. They get Lasko on a big hook right there. Second strikeout for Menifee, but the damage done. A two-run shot from Jared Dickey, his third home run. His third home run against Dayton. So, Nuts now three outs away from a win. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you if they do it as we head to the top of the ninth.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Hi, I'm Jake Fenix from the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's head back to the diamond.
The Lansing Lugnuts have the lead. Sun setting. Henry Gomez in line for the victory because of a Jared Dickey two-out, two-run go-ahead homer. And now the man who is tied for the minor league lead in saves. Mark Adamiak has 12 this year, but it's a tie. And if he gets three outs and stops Dayton from tying the score, he will be in sole possession of the minor league lead in saves with a baker's dozen. He deals to the slugging Connor Burns. Ball one outside. 4-3 Nuts. One in the sixth, one in the seventh, two in the eighth. A Tommy White RBI double. A Davis Diaz two-out RBI double. And a Jared Dickey two-out, two-run blast. Ball one offering. Burns grounds beyond the third baseman White. A base hit into left field. And that gets things going for Dayton. Johnny Butler, by the way, has checked in to play left in place of Nate Nankill, whom he pinch ran for in the bottom of the eighth inning. So the potential game-tying run is on immediately for Dayton. And here's the number nine hitter, Johnny Escania, who has dropped down three sacrifices this year, 22 for Dayton as a team. Tommy White is already in. He squares. He lays down a bunt toward Tommy White. White gloves, fires to first. Sacrifice successful, one gone. Burns into scoring position. Now the top of the order. Victor Acosta is 2-for-4 with two singles. And the man on deck, Carlos Jorge, is 3-for-4. And Dayton has had leads of 2-0 and 3-1. They're down 4-3. And Acosta takes a ball inside that grazed him. And he is awarded first base. And now not only is the tying run on, but the go-ahead run is on. Cooper Goldby wants a word with the home plate umpire, Maychak. Lansing did not think that that ball touched Acosta. That is an enormous call by Maychak. The catcher, Davis Diaz, is showing the baseball and saying, "I just caught it." And Maychak is saying, "I heard something. Or perhaps I saw it." Glenn Meyerhoffer, the base umpire, is nodding. How often have you seen that? But the base umpire goes, "Yeah, I'd like to confirm that."
Hey, man, just there for backup.
Yeah.
Saves the trip for Glenn Glenn Meyerhofer and Austin Maychek to meet up. Let's give them the nod. Let's keep it moving.
Well, a double play now is in effect. There's a force at third and a force at second. Carlos Jorge homered in the first inning. Single in the fifth, single in the seventh. Hang on, hang on. Carlos Sanchez here. Carlos Sanchez, the 20-year-old, yesterday had two hits and three walks. And earlier in the series hit a three-run homer. Sanchez in place of Jorge. First and second, one out. 4-3 nuts in the ninth. The pitch. He takes a ball up and in.
Carlos on Carlos swap here.
That's right. Yesterday we had Sanchez taking on Sanchez. Carlos against Yeson. Adamiak's pitch. Very high. 2-0. Mark Adamiak has coaxed three double play balls. Fastball is in the mid to upper 90s. Also has a cutter. Got a slider and a change. The deal? That's in there for a called strike. 2-1. That's the cutter. Adamiak's pitch. Ground ball hit to short. Corona Grower gloves. Step on second. Fire to first. Double play. This ball game is over. Garland, 6 2/3. Gomez and then Adamiak to put it to bed after the offense rallied back. White the RBI double. Diaz the RBI double. Jared Dickey the Dragon Slayer, the two-run winning homer. A few fireworks are coming up as the Lugnuts have put themselves in position to go for the series split or the victory tomorrow.
Heck of a win. We hadn't seen double plays much this week. Two crucial ones tonight, and no more crucial than that one right there. Great play by JKG. Step on the base, throw it over, and Lansing gets themselves a pitching duel type of win. What did we talk about before this game started? That we felt maybe there was a chance we were going to get some different mojo tonight. Have a quick game, a well-pitched game. We got that, and Lansing comes from behind. They got it done. Well pitched tonight. When they pitch it well, they've been winning.
Two double plays in the final three innings. Send the fans home happy. But don't send them home yet. A few fireworks coming up shortly. Post-game show on its way. 4-3, the Lugnuts over the Dragons from Jackson Field.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me,
why? Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
It's Garrett Irvin. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the game.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. Oh, everybody is enjoying themselves on the field. The Lugnuts beat the Dragons 4-3. The Dogs are out and about. Let them run free. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, rejoined by Adam Jackson. So glad that you were along here for the ride. What a ride it was today. The Dayton Dragons had won three of the first four games of this series, and they still have the chance to pick up their first series victory of the year. But they had won yesterday 19-4. They rolled into today. Out of the very first inning, the second batter of the ballgame, Carlos Jorge, homered to right field. But as it stood, Jake Garland would then blank the Dragons over the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth innings. Garland allowed a run in the sixth. The Lugnuts got it back in the bottom half. Tommy White, an RBI double. The Dragons scored a run in the seventh. The Lugnuts got it back in the bottom half. Davis Diaz, an RBI double. The Dragons were blanked in the eighth by Henry Gomez and Adam. The Dragons did not respond to Jared Dickey's latest Dayton dinger.
They did not. A destruction against the Dragons this year from Mr. Dickey. And, Lansing needed this one. They had been beaten and battered all week long, really, outside of their one win. And even in that one, they gave up seven runs, and it was dicey at the end. Last night, you gave up 19 runs after you gave up 20 runs a couple of weeks ago on a Friday. Tonight, you said it. I mean, the zeros put up by Jake Garland kept him in the game. Bullpen keeps them in the game, and Lansing saves their best for last. Their final three at-bats tonight, they score runs after they hadn't scored in the first five innings of the game. A run in the sixth, a run in the seventh, and then the two-run blast to win it in the eighth. And then the man that nails it down more than anybody else in the Midwest League, now 13 of them for Mark Adamiak, gets that clutch double play, and Lansing has a chance to split the series with a victory tomorrow afternoon.
Jake Garland, who tossed 6 2/3 innings today to set the early tone, has reemerged and is signing autographs for all the kids who are massing just outside the dugout on the near side. The Schwartz family is on the field. The Yamauchi family has set up chairs to enjoy this Lapu fireworks show on the field. And all the folks in the seating bowl are getting themselves all set. They brought the energy all throughout tonight.
They really did.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a great crowd. We've been talking about it all night, how loud they were, how into the game they were. And they got fireworks in the game, and they're about to get them after the game. But awesome, awesome atmosphere tonight from this Lansing Lugnut crowd.
Ah, you said it. Three runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Dayton Dragons. They out-hit the Lugnuts. They stranded eight. They went 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Joseph Menefee suffers the loss and also commits his second blown save of the year while suffering his second defeat. And the Dragons fall to 4-4, 25-48 for the year. For the Lugnuts, 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. The Lugnuts strand 6, go 3-for-8 with runners in scoring position. The win goes to Henry Gomez. It's his third. And the save is out of mention. Number 13 to lead all of minor league baseball for Mark Adamiak. In 2 hours and 12 minutes, it was played in front of a crowd of 6,614. Final thoughts, sir.
It's a great win for Lansing. We talked about how the last couple of homestands, they've been beaten up pitching-wise, but not tonight. They shut down this Dayton offense. Good pitching by Jake Garland. He has really looked like a different pitcher in his last 4 or 5 outings. And then clutch hitting. This offense that has been one of the best in the league showed up late in this game. And again, Lansing needed this one. They get it done, and now they have a chance to split tomorrow. So good win tonight for the Nuts.
We have received word that the fireworks show, because it's still so light outside, they finished it so quick, they're going to start the Lapu fireworks at 9:45. There's still 20 minutes to go. So if you're in the vicinity, if you're anywhere near the ballpark, understand, Lapu fireworks, 9:45. We've got 20 minutes before then. Ah, what a night. Adam, we still got another game to go in the series as the Lugnuts go for the series split.
I love baseball 3000.
Iconic. Tomorrow, Capital City Market Kids Day, rematch of the series opener. Adam Serwinowski for the Dragons, Steven Echeverria for the Lugnuts, Capital City Market Kids Day, Lilo and Stitch inspired uniforms. But as far as tonight goes, we say to you, aloha. Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hey, have a good night. Your final score, the Lugnuts 4, the Dragons 3. We say to you, go nuts. You want to drop a little assemble, Adam?
Lugnuts assemble.